breakfast show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Sorry, ladies and gents, especially if you're a man, research has found that couples surely already know that people who are willing to concede that they are wrong in an argument have better relationships and fewer arguments overall.
Sure.
And I'm not saying, walk on like, you know, eggshells around your partner. The effect was particularly pronounced in male partners when they were prepared to back down, a trait that U.S. research is calling intellectual humility.
Sure.
Intellectual humility. Women married to men who are willing to admit that they were wrong tended to be more satisfied in their marriages. Scientists from the University of North Carolina said that previous research said that most couples argue at least several times a month?
No.
A
day.
Only 3% claim they never argue, while 30% row at least once a day or more. 82% of people believe that in most their disputes, they are right and their spouse is wrong. 82% believe it back themselves.
Well, it begs the question, right? Who says it more easier, male or female? I think women tend to say sorry more often than men do.
No. When last did you say sorry?
Almost on a daily basis. I'm a culprit of not filling the ice trays, and my wife's Netflix. Her Netflix profile name is Ice Queen. So whenever she calls me out on it, I'm like, "Well, sorry, Ice Queen, isn't that your job?"
You know, I'm glad I'm not the only one that forgets to fill the ice trays. The ice trays are because you think you can't fix it immediately.
Oh, I don't forget. I do it on purpose. Oh.
Just to say sorry, Ice Queen.
No wonder you're saying sorry so often, Martin. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. What did they say? Happy life, slightly annoyed wife.
Oh, slightly. Oh, stunning.
So I tend to get stuck in that never-ending sorry loop, where I'll be having a chat with someone, and they'll say something. I'll go, "Oh, I'm sorry." They go, "Why are you sorry?" And I'm sorry. I don't know. It's what I do. I say, "I'm sorry." And they go, "Well, don't say sorry." And I'm like, "Sorry." And they're like, "Stop saying sorry, sorry." And then my pitch just gets higher and higher because now I'm like, "Oh, shoot, I'm stuck." You know, I can't get myself out. And then there's just this quiet pause and we're staring at each other. And then I'm just like, "Sorry.
Orcs.
Sorry."
In the traffic in the mornings when I know the one lane goes faster than the other one. And so I act like a damsel in distress and like, sorry. Meanwhile, I'm back at the ranch. I'm ain't no very sorry about that. So I guess that's a fake sorry.
I love that.
Have a lick a day, guys.
Short chili. I'm guilty as charged as well. I'm not really sorry. I know what I'm doing. You know, when you like, you've got to play simple. Or if you've got a GP plate and an NC, but you're really from Cape Town and you're driving a car with a different plate, and then you play it up. So sorry.
The facial expressions utmost important.
I didn't know I'm pushing into the whole queue. How did I know? Meanwhile, I'm like, I knew. The way in which we use sorry, Phil's got about 100 different applications for the word sorry. Phil, give us how South Africans use the word sorry.
There's sorry when you are feeling embarrassed about getting someone's attention. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. Where's the couscous? Then sorry can also be like, you know, if you didn't hear somebody, sorry. Can also be a warning. Sorry? I'm sorry, what? And it can also be when you've had enough of what somebody's saying and you're putting your foot down. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's true, though, because you're not really sorry, are you? Mm-mm. You're using that to explain that you are not agreeing, and I'm sorry, I'm not.
And it's also there's also one where you make fun of somebody and then they get offended and then you're not sorry, but you go, "I'm sorry."
Oh, sorry.
Remember Jam? Do you remember Jam Alley?
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.